Chapter 3. Just like in the stories.
If I run now, can I escape before they know I'm here?
Gwen thought as she tried to hide behind a rock. But then she suddenly stopped at the sound of her name.
You can come out now, Gwen,
said Merlin.
Of course. Wizards can see through rocks, she thought.
This was worse than the bullies catching her after school. With no other option, she stood up with the sword in her hand. She tried to offer it to Arthur, but it almost fell from her hands.
There's the thief,
cried Arthur, pointing his finger at Gwen.
Catch him.
Him?
Asked Merlin. Gwen walked around the rock, pulling the sword. In the moonlight, she could see that Merlin had long white hair and a beard, just like in the stories. He looked like a good man. Merlin was smiling, but Arthur was furious.
Get him!
Shouted Arthur again, but instead, Merlin bowed very low to Gwen.
We've waited for you for years. Long live...
But Arthur didn't let Merlin finish his sentence.
That's not the king,
he interrupted.
I'm the king, and that's my sword. Stand up immediately, Merlin.
Merlin stood up straight again and spoke in a very serious voice.
Only a king can pull the sword from the stone,
he said.
We all know that.
No,
shouted Gwen.
I can't be a king because I'm a girl. I didn't plan to pull the sword from the stone. I was running from some horrible bullies after school.
You're a girl?
Cried Arthur, sounding angrier than before.
A girl pulled the sword from the stone? That's even worse.